For us is Roy Pustum, and he's from Trinidad, just an island right across from Guyana. And I did say that right.
Yes.
I thought I did. Brother Roy, without any further ado, come preach to our hearts tonight. It's good to have you, my brother. Amen.
Pleasant good night. It's always a joy to be in the house of the Lord. The old people say the more you live, the more you learn. And this trip, sure, Pastor Roy Hill, I learned some things. Brother John, for the years we traveled with health ministries, always go before me and always secure a nice place when I'm coming. Not this time. Furthermore, I get kicked out of Brother Ron's home. And that is because of Sister Jem, his wife is with him. But Brother Josh and Sister Autumn, open arms. Even the dog. And so we're glad, we are thankful for the hospitality. And then another thing I learned. Of all the years I'm coming to America, this time, we had a police escort. We came in about 1 o'clock this morning. And boy, a light was ringing. And imagine colored men jumping out of a van. But it was Brother Josh. And so we really praise the Lord. We're thankful that we're still here. Amen?
Amen?
Well, tonight is really hard to follow the men that have preached today. But we pray by God's grace that will give us what we need tonight. And we are really thankful for the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk. This evening in this auditorium, there is no shortage of preachers of the Word of God. And I'm honored to have these few minutes to share from God's Word and the burden that God has given to us in the islands of the Caribbean. In 1 Samuel, there's a familiar story, and for time's sake, we'll not be able to read, but you know the story well. And I just want to highlight maybe a verse or two and pick up it and share a couple of thoughts today. If you're able to stand, let us all stand for the reading of God's Word, the inspired, infallible Word of God. Tonight, we'll jump right into the story, and this is David facing Goliath the giant. And the Bible says in verse number 31, after it was rehearsed, and there he said, "Is not there a cause?" And the Bible says, "And when the words were heard, which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him." 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse number 32. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." Look down in verse number 37. And the word of God says, "David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee." Tonight I'd like to share on this thought, facing the giant. Father, thank you for your word. Bless it our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You may have your seats. And we know the story well. This is a wonderful episode of David and Goliath. And it reveals more than human bravery. It reveals that even as a boy, David had a heart for God. And this is why. Because the giant defy the army of the living God. Three things quickly today. When you face a giant, missionary, what can I do? Playback, past victories. When you face a giant, when you face a battle, playback, past victories. It involves, first of all, an assessment. For David asks in verse 26, who is this Philistine that defiled? Who? And so we must properly identify that giant. Amen? When you do, whatever you might be facing today, properly identify, make an assessment, then there's an awareness in these verses between that was read tonight, that David remembered that when he was a boy, that a bear came and a lion came, and God has allowed him to deliver the lamb. And so make that awareness that God is still on the throne, and God is able tonight. And there's an assurance we see in verse 37. Saul said, but listen, this is a man's business. This giant is a man of war from his youth up. And David, but you just but a youth. Listen tonight. When we face a giant, put your critics behind you. Oh my God, indeed, there will be naysayers. How many may say, hey, you may not amount to nothing. But oh beloved, today with God, all things are possible. Are you hearing me tonight? And so my God tonight, when we face a giant, pay back past victories. Not only that, but we must pursue the victory. In verses 38 down to verse 50, and we do that first of all by proving our weapon. You know the story that Saul gave him his armor. But David said that he would not use it because he did not prove it. In other words, he used what he was accustomed to. Oh, beloved, today, and it got the job done. Prove your weapon. Then praise God openly. Look what the Bible says in verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come, praise God, to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. And God, the Bible tells us here in verse 47, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle, praise God, is the Lord. I don't know where this message meets you and what you may be facing, sir, ma'am, tonight. It may be a giant. You may be in a battle. But oh, praise God today. Hey, the battle is the Lord. And he has not lost one yet. Oh my God, praise him openly. Lift up the name of Jesus. And then we must press on in the battle. The Bible says in verse number 40, that how indeed David, yeah, that he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stone out of the brook. And so we must press on. David launched, the Bible says, yeah, he ran in verse 48 and rose up and drew nigh to meet David. David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Listen, beloved, today we are to press on. Amen. Remember the past victory, but pursue, my God, the victories, because we are on the winning side. You heard the preacher said earlier today, my God, we are glad tonight that Jesus is our great captain. And we are on the winning side. I want you to see quickly, and we'll come to a close here. Watch this here. That David took some things. He took, first of all, the staff, which represents support. It was to identify a shepherd. David was not delinquent. He left early that morning. Left indeed a sheep in the care of a servant. Oh, beloved, today, but it identified him. And boy, I'm so thankful for the support that we have from fellow believers in Christ all over the world. Then he took 5, watch this, smooth stone. In order for those stones to become smooth in the brook, it had to pass through some terrain and some rough times. Thank God for the maturity that we have in this auditorium. There are some men and women here that have gone through Pastor Much. And they have been mature by God's grace. Smooth stone. He also took a strip which represents security. You travel in those days, it was rough terrain, and you keep what belongs tied properly so that you will not lose it in a sling, which in these is simple. He used what he was accustomed to. And beloved, today we are thankful for God leaving his inspired, perfect word. There's only one book that God wrote. You cannot improve on what God does. Oh, beloved, I don't know how it is here, but back in Trinidad, there are many, many fundamental churches are embracing the music of the world today. Well, hey, this book has done the job. We have sung the great songs of the faith for years, and folks have come to Christ. And oh, use, beloved, today, what indeed God has given to us. Amen? The last thing. Publish the victories. When God come through for you, beloved, today, brag on him. David, the Bible says in verse 54, David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem and put his armor in his tent. And oh, the Bible says that Saul saw David go forth against the Philistine. And listen tonight, when you face a battle, remember past victories. What God has done, where God has brought us to, and my God, God will see us through. Amen. Pursue the victory, beloved. Men and women are dying every day. And publish the victory. We publish the victory by, of course, indeed, standing up for him. Verse 51 says that therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistines. Stand up, Calvary Baptist, for the Lord. Stand up, missionaries, wherever you may go back and serve. Oh, we know we are in the last and closing days, but God help us to stand. Stand up for him. Speak out for him. In verse 58, when Saul said to him, "Whose son art thou?" This young man, David answered, "I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite." Oh, beloved, today, would you indeed speak out for the Lord? Would you serve him today? Would you submit to the king? When the king called for David, David submitted to the king. And boy, I'm thankful today that we indeed are children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My God, today, if you face a giant, submit to the king that will give you the victory. Oh, beloved, today. And as we would close, boy, I tell you, the psalmist says in Psalms 48 that when indeed an enemy failed to take Israel, they would walk around the perimeters and they would thank God for the towers and the palace and the bulwarks that they may tell it to the next generation. I'm thankful tonight for the towers that are standing around the world here tonight at Calvary. Oh, beloved, listen today. The theme, I believe, is remembering the victories and renewing the vision. We have come to help ministries some 12 years ago. There's a brother, MacDonald Gopi, has died. He has gone on with the Lord. But he had a burden to reach the Caribbean, Pastor. And my God, even though he has gone on with the Lord, I believe today that that vision needs to carry out. And oh, God has given a burden for our own people, my God. And so we do ask that you would so pray for us, that you would partner with us, that we would reach not only Trinidad. Out of our church today, I'm thankful that we were able to be instrumental in 5 independent fundamental Baptist churches. We have a Bible Institute with 23. And in that, we have some men that have a burden that will go in villages and start independent fundamental Baptist churches for the Lord Jesus Christ. But it begins, beloved, today by an American missionary leaving the comforts of his land and coming over 50-something years and preaching. And that brother got saved. And as a result of that, Roy Pustum got saved. Lost in Hinduism. On Thursday, they will celebrate a big event called Diwali, the Festival of Lights. But praise God, tonight, I know the true light of the world. And his name is Jesus. And my desire is to see my own kinsmen come to know Him as Savior. The government will have elections next year. And we don't know if they may change their minds and cancel all American missionaries from coming to Trinidad. But I tell you this, beloved, today, what we have indeed been given and passed to, Pastor, from indeed the men, and boy, I tell you, when you call names, you run into trouble, but we are thankful for Help Ministries. And boy, I tell you, for their vision, and Dr. Scotty Drake, and boy, I tell you today, if they do cancel all missionaries, the nationals will continue to preach, and that many would come to know Christ as their Savior. Boy, I'm really grateful for what God has done in my life. And I pray today that you also will be able, indeed, to partner with us. And please pray for us. I pray that the pastor will be able to come and join with us in March. We are having a national crusade. Fundamental Baptists and some missionaries have come together. Hope for the nation is the theme. And that we would see many that are in darkness tonight being gloriously change and come into His marvelous light today. In closing, maybe you're here and you're facing a giant. Maybe it might be a giant in your relationship. Maybe in the children. Maybe on the job. You are in a battle tonight. Beloved, I'm saying to you tonight that God is still God. And what God has done for David, and what God has done for many of us, He can do it tonight. And I pray today, young man, maybe you battling with a giant of sin. You can get it settled at an old-fashioned altar tonight. Oh my God, I pray today that God will help us. Beloved, today as we remember the victories and renew the vision. Oh my God, we will know tonight that God is on the throne and He is still God. And He can give us the victory. Thank you so much for your attention, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer.